This is Twit.
We have to back up because Hotmail. Hotmail is a big part of your legacy. Yeah. Now, whenever I mention Hotmail, there's one of two reactions. Either people will say, oh, it was the Gmail wannabe, which kind of blows the mind because that came way before Gmail. Or two, that, you know, oh, it's Microsoft, so therefore it's insecure. But what fascinated me about your relationship to Hotmail was that you were partly responsible for bringing it in, for doing the acquisition.
Yep.
And the fact that that was the transition years. I mean, people don't remember that in the early years of these web services, security was, it was not even an afterthought most of these times. So not only did you have to acquire a already popular company, already popular property, but you kind of had to change the security engine, change the underlying infrastructure as it was still being used.
Yep.
Tell me about those years. What was the biggest thing that surprised you after the acquisition where you said, oh, we have to change this?
Oh, about everything. When I look at the system, the infrastructure, the code, I mean, it was great. And they made all the decisions that as a startup they should have made. I'm not placing blame on the early teams of Hotmail. They did what startups do, and they make do with what they have. But when a company like Microsoft, the size we already were in February 1997, we closed the acquisition. And I had to take this into Redmond and into the company writ large. You know, we looked in behind the walls and into the code and into the system, and it was shocking how much we had to change. From the code itself to the user interface to the backend infrastructure. We had to build a new lab, a new data center, completely scaled to be able to provide the services to the world, you know, from hundreds of millions of people. Today, Hotmail has more than a billion accounts, way more than a billion accounts. It's still the number one largest web email system, even though it's no longer called Hotmail.
Right.
But it's the system that backs and powers a lot of the Office 365 and live services Microsoft offers to Azure and other properties. And it still is number one and the most secure, far more secure than Gmail to this day, in my opinion, and in the opinion of many experts anyways. And so I'm very proud of what we did there. But we did have to refactor a lot of the code, changing the infrastructure, building servers from scratch. And by the way, this is at a time when I had to bring Sun Spark stations running Unix into Microsoft.
Oh, Spark.
Recall back then, this was like, basically, I was walking around campus with a target painted on my back because, you know, you have this Microsoft Windows mentality, and I am the guy basically building the largest Unix infrastructure Redmond had ever seen anywhere to run Hotmail for the world at large. And so that was also a political challenge in many ways.
I was wondering about that because our audience has become accustomed to the new Microsoft.
Right.
And the new Microsoft is, to reuse the phrase, a kinder, gentler Microsoft. But the Microsoft that you grew in was still very much siloed, very much intercompetitive between departments.
For sure.
Here you are coming into an established enterprise company, and you're bringing this product that a lot of people are looking at and scratching their heads thinking, why do we want this? This doesn't sound... Hotmail is, they're going to use AOL Mail or they're going to use Juno Mail. Why do we want to bring this in and make it one of our products?
Yep.
What was that like? I mean, was there a lot of interdepartmental fighting, or did they were there at least a few people who understood that this is going to become important for the company?
Well, there's an easy answer on that one. Yes, there was a lot of politics, and I was quote unquote fired twice during the process of acquiring Hotmail by other executives at the company who basically would do this. The reason why I actually wasn't literally fired is because the champion for the project was Bill Gates.
Yeah. Okay.
So I had the only support I needed was Bill G's support. And Bill Gates basically said, no, he's not fired. And yes, we're doing this. And the reason why, he was incredibly visionary. And he could see how this would change the world and how the internet was already changing the world and how giving people means to communicate on the internet anywhere, anytime, on any device for free was going to be a catalyst for Microsoft Online Services. So he saw that very early on, and he backed up the project and supported my team, myself, and the executive that was ahead of all group all the way. And that's what made it happen. If Bill Gates wasn't the actual champion for the Hotmail project from its inception to acquisition to integration to scaling, it would never have happened because, yes, the politics were brutal, very sanguine, yes.
I can imagine that. At a company as large as Microsoft, if you didn't have a high enough protector, I could see department heads wanting to kill off that project because, well, that's going to compete with my department. That's going to take users away from my department. Why would I ever want that to exist?
In many ways, that's true in many companies. Right. I wouldn't single out Microsoft companies. As they get large, these things happen. But also, I have to say that to the executive team's credit, once it was stamped and signed, sealed, and approved by Bill Gates, people fell in line and they rallied to the concept that let's make this happen now. And so once the initial politics were behind us, we were able to make great things happen and build it and scale it and release it and eventually integrate it even into products like Office, which was the holy grail of integration back in the day. But these things were back then more difficult than they probably are today. I mean, I've left the company quite a few years ago, but I know from people still there that it's a new company, as you know, there's a new Microsoft, mm-hmm. a new world under Satya, and I'm very happy to see that. But, you know, I'm also very grateful and have, you know, very fond memories of my time there. I learned a huge amount on my 10 years there, and I'm very, very grateful for experience in any way. So.